and the executive director of the Omaha Public Library Foundation is Wendy Townley. She joins me today live and local. And now the conclusion of this live and local interview.
Which allows us to celebrate the library, celebrate literacy, and bring a noted author to Omaha, whether that be on Zoom or in person.
I assume that you have something like that planned for this year as well. Is it happening soon, or is it something we look forward to later on in the year?
Good question. So it'll be scheduled for Tuesday, October 5th. That's an evening. And I am pleased to announce that our author this year is Yah Jessie, and her books that have flown off shelves at the library and I think around local bookstores as well are Homegoing and her most recent book, Transcendent Kingdom. So much like other groups in the community, we are still looking at how our community is responding and moving through COVID. And so we haven't yet decided whether our event will be in person or virtual on Zoom. So I would ask patience for that from the community, but also know that we will make an announcement in the coming weeks once we feel more comfortable doing so. But we know and can announce that Yah Jessie is our author for 2021, and I'm so excited.
Oh, that's very exciting. To be frank with you, I think a little bit of that unknown is nice because there is the possibility that we'll be able to have an in-person event so that the thought of that possibly happening, there's a little hope there that we could all come together, have a little fundraiser, a couple of hors d'oeuvres, and see a great author in person reading and talking about their works. You know, that's pretty neat. It's been a long time.
Oh, it has. It has. Our fundraiser last year, we had to transition it to an online, and that had its set of excitement and challenges at the same time. But much like you, and I think so many of us, I would love for us to be able to return to a more traditional in-person event this fall on October 5th. And we are hoping for that, but we just don't want to make the decision too soon in the year.
Fair enough. There's something else, too, and I wanted to mention. You know, people can volunteer as well to do things for the Omaha Public Library Foundation. And some of those that have made quite a contribution are recognized for that. Can you talk about that a little bit, about the opportunities that are there?
Yes.
And then about that recognition as well.
Yes, I'm so glad you asked about that. So we've been around, as you mentioned earlier, since 1985. And in those years, we've had so many individuals from our community who have served on our board of directors, or they volunteered on a committee, or they just helped us kind of in an ad hoc fundraising role. And when we stepped back and looked at our, you know, more than 30 years of history, we realized we wanted to find a way to recognize those individual volunteers. And so in working with one of our founding board of directors, Eileen Worth, we created the Barbara Bach Mavis Leadership Award a couple years ago, which again allows us to recognize a dedicated Library Foundation volunteer in our 30 plus year history. So we will also present that award at our fundraiser in October.
If I may ask, just for the history, who is Barbara Bach Mavis? And how does she relate to the...
That's an excellent question. I should have explained that. So Barbara is in her 90s, and she was our very first executive director. So she had my job beginning in 1985, and she worked in that capacity for 7 or 8 years, getting the Library Foundation up and running, because we were first formed by a group of library supporters and well-meaning volunteers who said, maybe we should make this official. So they formed the organization, got the nonprofit paperwork filed, and then hired Barbara as our first executive director. So rightly so, she received the inaugural award named in her honor in 2017.
Oh, that's fantastic. What are some of the things that volunteers can do for the Omaha Public Library Foundation? What are some of the areas in which you could use some help?
Absolutely. Thank you. So we are always looking for board of director members. There's always an opportunity to serve on our board over the year. There's also other smaller capacities that volunteers can help with us in terms of helping us raise dollars and really just being a great storyteller and advocate for the library. Anyone, if I'm asked that question, I always say the first thing you can do is tell me why you love the library, and then tell those in your community and those in your circles as well. That's our biggest role, I think, outside of fundraising, is really helping to tell the story of the library and what Omaha Public Library means in our community.
So if you would like to get involved and help the Omaha Public Library Foundation bolster and keep our public libraries open, especially during, let's say a pandemic when their funds are cut, which is just, we've literally lived through this. I mean, the concept of the Omaha Public Library Foundation has worked. There was an emergency, it's a pandemic, and the funds from the Omaha Public Library Foundation allowed the library to stay open and, quite frankly, even grow some of their electronic books during a period when everything else was shrinking. It's a great story. And if you want to be a part of that, or if you want to contribute to that, or just quite frankly get some information about the Omaha Public Library Foundation, one can go to omahalibraryfoundation.org. She is Wendy Townley. She's the Executive Director of the Omaha Public Library Foundation. Thank you, Wendy, for taking the time to talk to me today.
Absolutely. It's been fun, Mike. Thank you.